let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
And I'm starting off the show with a smile because our guest today is Bandy Vale, and she just made me laugh, actually, which is interesting and very appropriate because she talks about smiling. She changes the world, talk about changing the world in a lot of ways and with masses of people. And as a matter of fact, she just came back from speaking to the UN about how they could help her and she could help so many other people in the world with what she does, and she'll talk about that because she's an author, a producer, a conscious convergence strategist, and a healing practitioner. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. Brandy Vale is a vibrant event producer, actually a Hollywood producer as well as an event producer, a conscious convergence strategist, a motivational speaker, and a healer, and with over a decade of experience creating and producing prolific life events and exclusive nightlife gatherings. Brandy is now devoted to using her vast knowledge and skill to raise awareness and create sustainable programs that effectuate change. She is the CEO and co-founder of the Event Division, a company specializing in sustainable, content-driven events, and is the co-founder of Grateful Fridays. What a cool thing that is. I hope we have time to talk about that. A weekly event that brings the conscious community and the Hollywood experience together under one roof to expand the likeness of love in the emerging world of social exchange and personal growth. What does that all mean? Well, we're going to find out when we talk with Randy. Brandy, right after this. I'm smiling, I'm laughing. Hopefully, Brandy, that made you laugh. We'll be right back with Brandy after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, you know, one of the things that I love about this show, Life Changes with Filippo, here on the BBS Radio Network, is that we interview all kinds of very interesting people. But as Life Changes with Filippo means... my life is changing, as is the life of so many people, just in the fact that we're having these conversations. And today is a really fine example, because in talking to Brandy about what she does and what she is doing and what she wants to see done in such a big way, she made me think of things that used to be more obvious to me that I completely forgot about. And I'll give you an example. So when I first moved out of my parents' home, I moved into a different community. I moved into I went to the university, so I moved into a college community. And I remember thinking about, I was saying hi to people or wanting to know them, but nobody saying hi back. And eventually, I just stopped thinking about doing that. And then I moved to another community, and then I did the same thing. I'm like, well, I want to get to know people because that was no fun. I want to start getting to know people. I started saying hi, and people weren't saying hi. I even said to somebody, let's have a block party. Let's do something to get everybody together. And somebody said to me, yeah, good luck with that. And I've realized in talking with Brandy again today that every community I moved into, it really wasn't a community. It was just a space. And I didn't know anybody, and I stopped being interested in knowing people because it seemed like they weren't interested in getting to know the people that they lived right next door to. And then where I live now, I walk around my community just to get some exercise. I work at home a lot. So, and it's funny, don't get me started. If I'm dog sitting a dog, then people will say, oh, how cute, or what's the dog's name, or does it bite, or whatever. But if I'm walking by myself, nobody seems to care, and I'm a likable guy. But I've noticed, thanks to talking with Ben today, I've stopped caring too, and I've stopped saying hi myself. So I'm really glad that she's brought that into my consciousness, and let's see what else we can bring into the consciousness.
Well, this is such a perfect guest to have on our show. we talk about this all the time. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, same thing. I come to L.A., get used to not communicating with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out and run in Canyon every day, and nobody smiles, nobody says hi.
Exactly.
In fact, it's the opposite. You say hi to someone, and they react. What does he want from me? You know, is there a hidden agenda?
Right.
They're scared, whatever the case may be. So,
and he's walking around the neighborhood, he doesn't have a dog, what's his problem?
There's so much we need to unlearn. So much we need to unlearn and relearn in terms of how to communicate again, in terms of how to relate. And I think we've gotten away from that, especially in the Western world, in terms of how we built our houses and our boxes and our devices, and everything that we do is unrelated as opposed to relating.
Is communify a word? Because I like it.
It is now.
It is now. It should be, actually. Let's coin it right here. Maybe, Brandy, that's something we all need to do together, is communify. And, you know, it's interesting because the onus came back to me. Not that Brandy put it on me, but by having the conversation that we did, the onus came back to me. It's like, I'm not saying hi to people. And so it reminds me of a story that I once heard with, what's that guy on PBS? The bald-haired guy that...
Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, Wayne Dyer.
Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he said that he was walking down this... he was walking in Malibu, and some people stopped him and recognized him and asked him, what's it like here? Because we're planning on moving here. And he said, well, what's it like where you are? And they said, oh, the people are so friendly, and you know, we hate to leave it. And he says, that's how people are here. And then he says that, coincidentally, the same thing happened like a month or so later, and somebody stopped him and said, you know, what's it like here? Because we're thinking of moving here. And he said, well, what's it like where you are? And they said, oh, the people are unfriendly. We can't wait to leave. And he says, that's how it is here. And the onus is on us. So I was thinking that a lot of people don't know what it is that you actually have to do to start getting back into community. So this would probably be a really good time to bring Brandy on.
To learn how to communify.
To learn how to communify, exactly. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. She's created a pathway over the last 5 years to engage ongoing efforts of the converging worlds in the holistic and corporate environment. Her dedication to community has evoked transitional movement in both worlds with projects in event management, trade events, music, arts, and entertainment-based environments. And so her available nature allows for individual healing sessions focused on leaders in the community while engaging youth and children in programs, exposing them to new ways to connect with themselves and each other. And so to find out more how we can make this happen, I'm so happy to invite and welcome Brandy Vail to the show. Welcome, Brandy.
Hi.
Thank you, first of all, for bringing that back into my consciousness about community and saying hi.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of this started right when I took on a huge task in looking at global initiatives. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if I could start right in my own backyard? Because we look at our neighborhood and we don't even know these people yet. Mm-hmm. We want to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what are the odds of not knowing your neighbor's name, but you want to go and help, you know, a ton of individuals that are in impoverished neighborhoods? Mm-hmm. And so I started digging a little bit deeper, and I looked at, like, global, local initiatives, and I backed out from the global first. And I said, well, I can start now. Maybe I don't have $1 million to do this, but I can go next door, and I can knock on my neighbor's door. I can offer them whatever service it is I'm providing, or just a meetup. Go to the park, go on a hike, start, you know, hosting dinners, have a block party. I like parties. So, you know, it was just one of my ways of just bringing out, going from in the house out into the streets and just making it a better environment.
I love it. You know, I've been telling people for a while now that keep saying, oh, especially during the holidays, right? Hopefully there'll be peace in the world, and hopefully 2013 will bring peace. And I think to myself, we don't even have peace inside ourselves, so many of us. And to your point, we don't have peace in our own families or in our own community. How do we expect that there's going to be peace out in the world?
Because we're always struggling for someone else to do it. And when we have someone else doing it, we're still detached. We're still separated, and we are not attached. We're an organism. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're an organism, and we feed off of other organisms. And if we are suffering in any way, that's going to show up around us. And so as that shows up, and we are more connected in our environment, and our lawn looks better, and our kids are outside playing in our yard, not just in our yard, but now because they know the neighbors, they go outside and you see more kids, more fun, more excitement, more communication, more life. You know, the environment just changes. And then people are more apt to provide even when they don't have a lot to provide. So in the time of need, you can go to your neighbor and ask for a cup of sugar. I'm sure we've heard of this before. I mean,
yeah, does anybody still do that?
I know, but we live in LA.
Yeah.
People in New York, look what just happened with Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
Like, really, look at what happened and how disconnected it was and how scary it was for some people, especially after not eating for a couple of days. And the food starts running out, and then people are like scavengering and not knowing and wanting to get out of town instead of saying, hey, let's hurdle together. Let's have let's take all of our food out of our refrigerator and combine our efforts and feed our families. But do it on a regular basis, not when it's a natural disaster. Well, this is what we find. I went through Hurricane Andrew in, 1992? August 92. Okay. And our entire neighborhood just pooled everyone's food. We had nothing. And then for a whole week, we were all able to eat. But it was a natural disaster. It's almost like God gives us says, okay, I'm going to pull out the rug from underneath you so you can get together. Let's not wait for that.
But after you know, everything goes back to normal, everybody goes back to work, and then you kind of stop saying, because I went through that here with the earthquake in L.A. in 1994, mm-hmm. and it was one of the most special times in L.A. As a matter of fact, I was in New York during 9/11, and the flip side of all the negativity was that it was one of the most special times to be in New York, because everybody was, it was community.
Yeah.
But then everything went to normal.
Very strange. Why?
Why?
I don't know. I think we get caught up in our day. We get caught up in our bills. We get caught up in our own personal, like, needs and wants and desires, and our careers, or maybe we have our family, and we're really focused on our family. Mm. But what we don't realize is that our body functions on vibration. Mm. And the more that we commune and we work together, it builds a better quality of life. So
we'll talk more about this later, but one of the key things that you were saying to me earlier was about the smile. Sounds crazy to me that we don't even think about smiling at somebody.
This is a really interesting thing because I like to play in the transformational festival music culture, and we're like, oh, hug and oh, love, and we're so nice to see you, and we're so warm and fuzzy, and we're really open. And then I go to the other side where my corporate clients are, and maybe a little more mainstream kind of nightclubby. Mm-hmm. Friends are, and then you go to give them a hug, and they're like, whoa, you're a hugger.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, yeah, I am.
Okay. So because you play in that other world, mm-hmm. you can try and blend it in, but there are people that only play in the one, mm-hmm. which is the corporate side. And so to incorporate hugs or to incorporate the smiles, it's really weird. Mm-hmm. It's stupid that I'm saying this. I mean, it's like, what am I saying? It's weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
No, it is, because we've been shut. We've been taught a certain ethic, mm-hmm. and so what I want to do is open up the conversation about ethical event management. So there's different understandings of ethics. Mm-hmm. You go into the UK and you say ethics. You understand what it is. It's sustainable. It's the way that we use and we use supplies, and that we treat our staff in a certain way, and that we respect and honor the basic moral status. Mm-hmm. Or you say ethics here in the U.S., totally something
totally
different.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Is it better?
It's still moral, but it's unjust. And so it's it's, you get into a policy kind of burdening. And so what I try to do is more on the sacred commerce kind of ethics, mm-hmm. where we have an agreement of that we understand, and we listen and we harmonize with each other's differences, but we also help provide when there's a lack or a limitation or a not enoughness or a fear or something of that sort. It's mm-hmm. very personal, and no, it's not very heard of in the corporate setting, but it's becoming more familiar, which is exciting because we're converging. There's a bridge right now mm-hmm. that's being opened. And bridge, there's a door that's being opened, and then there's a bridge that's coming over. And that's allowing for us to be more personal. We're taking things a little more responsible. Corporate responsibility is a big step. That was like eco and greening and, you know, making sure that the environment was sturdy. Now we're looking at the social encounters and the social equality of life. So that's the next step.
Well, talk about bridge. One of the things that I really like about you is that, I mean, to know about you, you do these Hollywood events, Oscar parties, we'll go to these corporate events, and it's, there's structure and there's all that. And then you're off at, I don't know if I'm at liberty to say, at some of these other events, and you're wearing colorful wigs, and you're like, ooh, you know, all, you know, and then, and now here we are, we're having a conversation about that, but you're dressed, so, you know, you're dressed very professional and look very nice, and it's like, it's all you. You know, you don't have to say, okay, well, that's me on the weekends, or you don't have to make an excuse. It's just like, hello, I'm being me. And you could be you too. Hello, people.
I know. I'm like, wait, there's still glitter on from last night. I always have glitter. When I was at the United Nations, I was like, you know, I'm gonna bring a bag of wigs and put it underneath the seat. So I'm gonna tell everybody, okay, now take a deep breath and reach under your seat and grab your wig. Put it on.
I like that. You didn't do it. Oh, no. Next time. I like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't want to get kicked out the first time. You got one shot. So I did. Yeah.
I like it. And you got a good response.
Yeah, the United Nations presentation was all based on an emerging market. And the emerging market that a lot of people are not paying attention to is just growing rampant. And so we have Transformational Festival, which is an immersive environment, which is way different than just going to a music festival. So you think about festival, you think about all the festivities and rides and food. But when you think about transformational festivals, and you get yoga, which is body, you get workshops, which is mind, you get soul, which is music, you get the environment where somebody can cultivate their own society, if you will, if they want to. You have eco-villages, you have urban gardening, you have astrology.
All at the festival.
Yeah. So these festivals are popping up. There's about, just in 1 year, over 91 of them grew. The startup festivals, too, which means kind of off the grid, means some of that event management needs to get monitored, if you will.
Yeah.
And I was positioning with the United Nations an opportunity for campaigning through these festivals, their initiatives and goals, through an educational series, through workshops, fun, and health, environment. So it was on health, environment, were the sustainable measures, through the sustainable measures of environment and health, sorry.
Yeah, no, I read through your thing, and it's like, well, and this is what I think is so important and why I'm glad you're leading this effort. Because you can make a presentation like that, and you can work with corporate clients a lot, and then you can talk about a smile. You know, so this is like putting the engine behind flower power. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, this is real now. This isn't just like, oh, let's all... No, this is real.
Yeah, I was really honored to be asked to not only speak about transformational festivals. I was there to speak on music festivals as a whole, too. So even mainstream festivals.
Wow.
Where like Electric Daisy Carnival and Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza and Coachella, where you have all of these... You know, individuals going out there listening to music, mm-hmm. and you know the power of music.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It brings community together. It's the same as going, bringing your block party together. You have a common line of interest. When you have a common line of interest, it's easier to engage in new concepts, which could be health, wealth, and well-being. Engage just through music and art and like having a great time, volunteerism, allowing for the door of individual to go to a event and say, I'm going to volunteer on the next event. Sign up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and it's not just about, okay, this is what we're going to sell you, you know, advertising for, so you'll buy more product when you leave here. It's, you're talking about...
Social economy.
Wow.
A social economy.
Okay. Well, I want to talk more about that when we come back, because that sounds like the thread here, because... We're talking about empowering our own small community and then empowering the big events. And there's a bridge here, and it sounds like that's where we're going next.
Human capital.
Human capital. Okay. So we're going to talk about that when we come back here with Brandi Vail. And this is exciting stuff. So stay with us. We're here on Life Changes with People.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized.
It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It sure is. This is Filippo here, and we're having a conversation with Brandi Vail. And actually, if you've been listening and you want to learn more about Brandi, you can go to brandivail.com. It's just as it sounds, BrandiVeil.com. And there you can find out about the events, you can find out about the upcoming book that she's authoring, and you can also find out about her healing sessions, which we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. There's just so much to talk about. And before we went on a break here, we talked about human capital. And when I heard human capital in the past, Brandi, it has sounded to me like a negative thing, like people taking advantage, corporations taking advantage of humans. But I think you mean something else.
So we're in a place right now that everything is changing.
Yeah.
Our language is changing. We're converging. One of the words that came out earlier, Mark mentioned, was it unified? What did he say?
Communify.
Yeah. So we're converging different models to get...
Convergifying.
Oh, man. The linguists. What's a vernacular? Where does
we'll
it come
it
from?
Because,
I mean, none of us are purebred anymore. So, really? Because what we're finding is that there's a convergence that is taking place where corporate isn't just corporate. There's corporate responsibility. There's volunteerism.
Yeah.
Now, volunteerism is on the rise after the economy just kind of changed. And so now we're seeing people make different decisions based on their time and what they prefer to do. A lot of what I do in my training and my life coaching is I do life design. And so we identify with the person's body and what's going on with them on an energetic level, from the material form, from their emotional form, from their power and their egoic kind of manifestation.
Because it's all connected.
It's all connected,
yeah.
And moving it through their true wants, their desires, and what they're here for, what their mission is. And you can kind of go through that body temple in order to converge their work life, their family life, their personal life, because it's all one.
And we've been taught that we have to separate. You have to leave your family life at home when you come to work, and it's impossible. And it makes it even harder.
There's a time and a place. And if I come into work and I'm angry over something that my son didn't do, and he didn't pick up his clothes, and I can't pay my bills, and I'm running late, and my phone is about to not be charged, you know.
And it happens.
And it always happens. Always happens. And you know, I might be flustered, but if I can't tell my boss that, or my manager, or my, you know, my friend, look, you know, I'm having a bit of a stressful day. Can we just sit down and clear some of this stuff right now? Can we just let that go so I can really be present?
And it might only take a minute.
Only a minute.
And then you're better for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you know, I learned this technique. It's called clearing. And clearing allows you to do just that, where you say, I'm feeling stuck today because of X, Y, Z. And the other person will say, I hear you're feeling stuck because of X, Y, Z. It allows it to come into the heart center, clears it, allows it to go. So you can focus on the other person's attention or whatever the problem that needs to be solved.
And you feel heard.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about community, is that you have somebody to bounce something off of. You know, you have that smile, or you have that understanding. Mm-hmm. You have, and evidently we're programmed to need that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all programmed, right? The way that we unprogram is we seek from the highest, most peaceful, almost void space to then recreate our true nature here. But we can't do that unless we let it all go. Our ability to reframe is to sustain and then to build based on that structure where it's clear. You can't do that when you're boggled down by all these other things. You have to allow yourself the peace and mind. Meditation, if you're not doing meditation, I would suggest it heavily. If you're watching this show, more than likely you are meditating. But if you're not and you find that, you know, I used to get back on the wagon, because that peace, just 15 minutes in the morning, allows you to really like unfold all of that hold. And if you walk into your business and you're confused and don't know the direction that you want to take, or you don't know why your child is acting up, or you can't figure out why you have that hurt knee, you know, this meditation is going to help you. It takes 15 minutes.
And you get ahas.
Yeah, I'm like, but I just want to stay in meditation always. No world.
Well, in a way, though, I mean, when you align that way, then every moment kind of, you kind of know what's going on in that moment more so than if you're not aligned.
Yeah, you're going to hear different things.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, things are going to pop up for you, and they're going to guide you down that path of the divine yes and the divine no. And what I mean by divine is that we all have a certain path that leads us into what's an easier, more in flow, without all the hurdles and without all the angst and with the stuckness, that if we just listen, you'll feel supported, and that same support will wrap itself around you, and then you'll feel carried. It's the same thing as building community in your own backyard. It's the same thing as walking up to your boss and saying, hey, buddy, I need to talk. And you might be busy right now, but it's going to be better for the company if I just get this out right now.
So that's interesting. My mind went to, when you said it's the same thing as building community, it's almost like you're building community within yourself. Like you're aligning your mind and your heart and your soul, and you know, it's all communifying. And then you can go out and communify in your little community and in your workplace. And then on weekends or whatever, you can go to a community event, like a festival, which are, you said they were popping up and more. And then you mentioned the big ones, which weren't that, well, they were big. Actually, they kind of went big real fast, but it wasn't that long ago. Like Lollapalooza and, you know, these other, it wasn't that long ago.
Maybe, well, 20-something years now.
20 years?
Some,
oh, I wasn't born yet, that's why I didn't
know. No, but what is new, has popped up is Burning Man did a lottery last year, ticket lottery, because they hit, I think it was 80,000.
Okay.
And so they got capped, and so they had to close the tickets. And when that happened, a lot of the regulars, a lot of the grandfathered in, and the burners, like hardcore, you know, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds going, they stop going. So we have this whole new wave of individuals going in there who is now the older generation. They say, I'm just going to go out and do my own event. And so I went from stating it was Burning Man to it was the birthing mother. So the burning of the man is to deconstruct or decompose, and then you have the man, which is the masculine, but now we know that we've moved into the feminine, our more heart open centered social aspect, fourth dimension, right? We're
cool.
All moving into there. I have a whole theory of how marketing works with the energetic body.
So, I'm sure you do.
So when we went to the birthing mother, we saw all these little baby festivals pop up everywhere. Very interesting. Transformational festivals, there's a documentary coming out called Bloom Festival. If anybody's interested, there's a documentary screening series that's going to be coming out. Just hit me up and I'll send you the information. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for holistic, we're looking for everyone who wants to just support it, to do screenings, do it in your own home.
So hold on, let's get the website again. So that's brandyvail.com. So BRANDIVEIL.com. But also you give your email out, I know. So you want to go ahead and give that?
Sure. It's Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Veil, V-E-I-L, at gmail.com. Okay. The documentary is called Bloom Festival.
Okay.
And so that's the series that I would love to introduce. Okay. It shows all of the festivals, the festival economy, ecology, urban planning. It shows what the culture is and why it's so important to pay attention to it now. Because we're seeing not only in crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm, right.
Crowdfunding.
Right.
Crowdfunding. Think about it.
Hello.
Takes people, crowd,
yeah.
Community.
Which that wasn't around like three, certainly wasn't around 20 years ago.
But
that.
But look
know.
Where it's stemming from. Look at where it's coming from, what culture it comes from.
From that community culture, like the Burning Man culture? Is that where you're getting at?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very interesting. And Goldman Sachs is looking at it.
Really?
Yeah. Google's looking at it.
Really?
Google's
wow.
Sending their people there to study it. Not only enjoy, study. the culture, but to really be inspired by what takes place there in a community. Because if I say to you, here's a gift, I'm not expecting anything from you, mm-hmm. Something happens in you. Someone goes, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Okay, so for people who don't know, so Burning Man and some of these other festivals and what Brandy's talking about is a gifting event where no money is exchanged, you actually just give a gift. In exchange, and if you want something, you give a gift in exchange, or sometimes you just give a gift just to give.
Yeah.
So something happens inside everybody, I take it.
Exactly. So there's this philosophy that was constructed, and I first experienced it through Burning Man, and it was the gift economy, where I've slowly integrated a new term, and as I write this book called The Give Economy, it's practices and principles of a new economy,
mm-hmm.
it allows you to form an entire union based on receiving and giving. And when you receive, it is from the give. You're not expecting something that is tangible evidence. It's more of an etheric and more of a psychological, more of a communal intertwining,
mm-hmm.
The convergence.
Yeah, and to us, that might sound odd, but being of Italian-American heritage, when I've been in Italy, and especially in the small towns, that's a little bit of the mentality that I felt like is normal to them. And we've kind of been bred away from that.
Well, we're you know, America is so different from a lot of other cultures, especially the Latin culture. You can come into my home and I'll feed you, even if I have one
right.
bread that's hard.
Right.
It's just what I do because I serve.
Right.
And
right.
that's kind of what the community festivals are like. We come before the event. We are signing up to volunteer. We are selling tickets on the behalf of our structures. We have to raise funds for our build. We have to stay afterwards and leave no trace and make sure that we recycle and we take care of all of our land. And then we break it down. But we don't just break it down there. We go back into our workplaces in the regular life, and we're picking up trash off the ground going, do I really need to hold a bucket out here? This is weird. But it's breeding us a certain type of human.
You know, Brandy, I want to talk about the book that you're writing when we come back. But it really raises the question for me, what you just said, and hopefully you'll answer it when we come back. And that is happening in these festivals. Do you really think that the whole world can be like that at some point? I think I know what your answer is going to be, but let's hold on to that, and we'll come back with Brandy Veil here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse.
But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo here with Brandy Vail, and we've been talking about so many things, but most importantly, community. And we're going to talk about now, obviously, the giving economy, which is what she was alluding to in the book that she's writing. Then I want to talk about the private sessions that you do, because I think a lot comes out of that, because I think you work with corporate, I know you work with corporate presidents, and you are affecting the world through that, and that's got to affect the corporations, etc. So you're affecting everything you touch. And then, but before we went on break, I asked you this philosophy that you talk about that's happening in the festivals of the giving and the picking up after yourself, etc. Do you think that can really translate into the whole world being like that at some point?
I believe so. I do.
Wow.
So the reason why we spoke earlier about our community building, mm-hmm. is that we're creating a collective common line of interest. If I go out into my neighborhood and I go and meet my neighbor and I give them a special gift, right? A gift, or I just entice them to say, hey, on Tuesday, go next door and meet your neighbor. And then by the time they get around to the end of the neighborhood, then we all come out for that little special something. Maybe we have a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. That's it. So we're all starting to combine energies. While we're at that, while we're at that meeting, we can instill whatever it is that we want to. We can create basket weaving, whatever it is, kickball, who knows, yoga in the park. Mm-hmm. That kind of energy and that synergy is the same kind of energy and synergy it takes to provide that on site at these events. We have to get people excited about being okay. Mm-hmm. When you're okay and you're creative in that space of being okay and somebody's enjoying you just for you, then you're more apt to want to come back the next time, mm-hmm. over and over and over. And then you're opening the door to being taught many different tools, mm-hmm. and skills. I mean, who knows what, I mean, I first learned how to climb up that aerial dance thing at Burning Man, mm-hmm. and it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. But I would have never done that before.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of a crazy girl, but I like to do things for the first time. But what if your neighbor is wanting to do that? What if they want to share their recipe? What if they want, maybe they're a skilled guitar player, and maybe they want to just play for the neighborhood? Maybe they sing and now they don't. And maybe they want to share that gift with the neighborhood. There's just so many different things,
yeah.
that we really have inside of us. that if we just give a person the opportunity to give their skills, their craft, their enthusiasm, their excitement, their passion, you don't know what can occur from that.
And it starts by you giving something.
Yeah.
And that opens it up.
Yeah, exactly. Even if I stop to you and tell you a poem, if I sing to you, if I captured a moment just because it was a glance or a stare and a hug, and just said thank you for being you. Things change, people change, and there's a little
change. It just now.
Yeah.
Because I felt like you just did it. You looked into my eyes, and I felt like you exactly. Okay, so are you writing this in the book, I hope?
Yes, so the book is like, it's so funny how spirit will have, my guides will guide me down some other avenue, and I'm like, why am I looking at the Declaration of Independence?
What?
I know. Okay. And then as I'm reading Declaration of Independence, I realize that our structures are not bad. The structure is there. Mm. It's what content we filled it with. It's like building a house with really not sturdy materials. Where it decomposes and then all of a sudden your sticks are sticking up and then the walls fall down.
Okay.
So this is kind of what happened with our system. And we had it Declaration of Independence, independent, singular. We're not singular.
Interesting.
We're one. Mm-hmm. And so right there it started off on consumerism and judgment and competitiveness. And so as I kind of go through that whole foundation, it moves into, well, what does it feel like to actually be one without being separate? And so then it moves into how we can do that and what that looks like in co-ops and moving into school systems and what education looks like without it being an age schooling where it's an open forum.
Wow.
Because right now even education online has changed the way that we
right.
are. And so right. me as a wonderful 37-year-old moving into like my stage two, my next act, maybe I want to know what scientific measurements are and molecular structures, and maybe there's compounds in there. And I wasn't of interest when I was in the 12 and, you know, college age.
Right.
Maybe I just want to go online and find out now. So education is changing. Our community is changing. I can learn how to play guitar if I want to online. There's so many different things.
Yeah.
So.
And there's this online, too.
There's a show.
And you.
And you. So the give economy is practices and principles, how we practice giving without needing to receive, and that the receiving is in the giving. You'll get up when you do this enough, something changes in you that you, when it happened to me, I tell you, it blew me away. I just stopped and I just had this overwhelming feeling of bliss and love and complete okayness. Mm. And all I remember is like people say, oh, you should get, you know, you should be this person. And this title, and I was like, I don't want that. I just want to be. And that was it. And I was okay with that. And from that, it was like flood of information and people coming to help support.
Wow. So the ego kind of was in check as well.
Yeah. Well, before we carry on, I'm going to kind of close that, where that's going. And the reason why I want to start provoking these conversations is because when we start on a local level, we get experience and sharing in that way. It's almost like systems of barter, but without having tangible goods. You can move into systems of barter with tangible goods. Maybe I have a lawnmower. Maybe you need your lawn mowed.
God, we've talked about that on the show.
Maybe there's time banking. Yeah. Time banking principles. If I can donate 20 hours this week to my community and there's a site for that. Maybe there's a camera and I need a camera, but I don't want to buy the camera, but my neighbor can share that with me. And we
only need a bad day or something.
We're exchanging. Yeah. So then we start the systems of barter within our community. I see the progression here. Now, my goal is to work with local government agencies so that they honor our systems of barter eventually, meaning that your farmer's market will say, hey, there's barter points here. Here's some food. Basic primal needs being met. Here's some barter points. City of Transportation, will you honor them? Yes. These are local government agencies. I volunteer at my kid's school. Thank you for these points. I can use those points at my healthcare office. So there's a level of I'm seeding lots of information right now to lots of different types of people, and so the UN is kind of the international partners, and then our local government agencies. My goal is in, I would say, what year? We're 2013 now. We have 2017 is where this will be fully fledged out.
Okay.
2017, where we'll have at least 3 test markets running, where these points of barter and systems in the local communities will be on.
And that's only 4 years. That's exciting. And so we talked, we've got about a minute left. We talked at the beginning of the show about the private sessions that you do. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to go into all the details, but what is it that you want to make sure that people know about private sessions, and how do they reach you?
Okay, so I do all of this because I'm a healer, and my goal is for people to come to me when they want a change, and they're ready for a change. And what I mean by change is that we're shedding layers right now. I do a guided meditation with you that really pulls in, and I channel through all of your energy body, and then we go into matrix energetics, which is a modality, very much like prana, but we work on a subatomic level.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to see visions and help move them faster than you could do on
just
your own.
Just talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I give, so this starts out with 5 sessions. First one is energetic session with a guided meditation. Then you see me once a week for 1 hour to do life design, and we run through the entire body, and I give you different exercises and tasks so you can carry them out throughout the week, and then, you know, goes from there.
Okay. Well, then I'll see you after the show is my first session. And if you're all interested, you can, of course, go to the website, randyvail.com, BRANDIVEIL.com. Otherwise, what was the email again?
BrandyVail@gmail.
BrandyVail@gmail.com, as easy as that. Brandy, thank you so much for doing what you're doing and sharing what you're sharing and helping me remember some ways of being that I think are going to be better for me in the world as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you. If you guys want to email me or donate to these causes, please do so by going to the website. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in. And I'm honored to be in this physical form here.
I have a feeling we'll be seeing a lot more of Brandy. And we'll be right back after this with our producer's wrap with our producer, Mark Bajor.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, here we are after a great interview with Randy Vail, and a fun one too, actually. Mark, you were listening.
I was listening.
Laughing.
I was watching.
Smiling.
And laughing.
Yeah. She does that.
She does that.
People.
And so do you.
Oh, good. Well, and you do too.
You know, I took a couple of really important things away. Well, a lot of important things, but...
Well, you were at the UN event, so you got
I
to
was
hear
there.
Her live.
I got to hear her live, and everything that she's about, everything that she strives for is so congruent with what we've talked about, many aspects of what we believe in, and yet she's taken it so much further with the visions and what's coming through her and what she's building in so many aspects of social equity and how this really starts to bridge and you know, understanding where we're coming from in terms of how we're programmed, I think, is one thing. Understanding how to get from here to there, right? We talk about this world. We talk about those moments like at Burning Man and these different cultural kind of subsets where you have this ability to gift and you show people in a new way and they get the experience of collaborating in a new way and connecting in a new way and they take that away. But then they go back into their habitry, right? The way that they've lived their life. You know, you get in your car or you wake up, brush your teeth, get in the car and you know, drive past the exit because you're so used to going
that
way. Well, a lot of it sneaks in. The point being is once you've shown that, once you're there and once you continue to do this, and you do it in a way, like she says, where you're in a playful place, more importantly, a safe place, where you receive.
Right.
Where safety is so important because it's something that I think we've been programmed away from. You know,
like, what do you mean by giving me this gift? What do you want from me? It's like,
we're competitive.
Yeah.
You haven't been taught how to give and even more importantly, how to receive.
Oh, and then, oh, I have to give you now something. Oh, I wish you hadn't given me
something. There's all sorts of guilt and shame. Is it the right gift? You know,
right.
Is it, are you going to like it? Do you have to take it back? How about the gift receipt? You know, I didn't see one gift receipt at Burning Man.
That's funny.
Because it's a different type of gifting. It's
yeah.
a gifting from the heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this whole thing of etiquette. There's a new word for
etiquette. We come up with three new
ethical
words.
Ethical etiquette, you know, where you were talking about at the beginning. I think that's an important thing for us to move away from. You know, business and these compartments that we've built around. We've programmed our individualness around compartments. And it's because there's etiquette in each, you know, vertical of the way you live your life, rather than this wholeness, this connectedness, this flow of work being play and play being life.
You know, it reminds me of a recent campaign, We Want Change. And like Randy was saying, you know, change doesn't just happen from that level down. It needs to happen, probably even more importantly, from this level up.
Well, not only needs to happen, but it's going to happen either way. You know, it is happening.
Okay.
And I
Good.
Think from this level up is a different way to look at it. You know, we're used to striving for change. And we feel like we need to change, but then we change within the comfort zone, right? This is what I was taught. This is the book I was supposed to read. This is what my church or home or culture told me, rather than being taught and cultivated in terms or nurtured as to how to ask questions, how to explore, how to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what did I do to contribute to that? Which is,
well,
is a whole different skill.
She said the Burning Man burned down, and now it's the Birthing Mother.
Birthing
so
Mother.
So all these festivals and all this stuff is birthing all around, and here we are. We just birthed something very special.
Indeed we did.
So I'm glad for that, and I'm glad for all of you being with us here as we birth our new world together. I want to thank Dorothy Donahue, our producer, and of course Mark Pajor, our producer, and our guest, Randy Vail, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you all that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.